This is a CK to Z news update. Cortez Housing Society continues its fundraiser toward upgraded, environmentally sensitive trails at the core of Manson's Landing. The Housing Society's Executive Director Sandra Wood spoke to CK to Z News about the contribution this project will make to the whole island community.
I think it's really important for people to realize that this trail that we're building is a trail for all of us. And it's for all of us who are here now and for the future generations of people, because this is a really important link between especially the south end of the island and Manson's Landing as a village and where all the shops and services are. Rainbow Ridge is a piece of property that can really bring foot traffic and self-propelled traffic to the village and to the school, to the health clinic, to all the shops and services, the restaurants and the stores, including all the recreational programs at Manson's Hall. And over time, really, we want to encourage people to leave their cars at home and either walk or bicycle into Manson's Village. Or if you're somebody like me who lives in Squirrel Cove and I'm going to have to drive to Manson's Landing to do my errands, then I can leave my car parked there in the village and go on a really beautiful walk through the Manson's area. You know, I can pop over to the health center to pick up a prescription, or I can walk down to the cemetery to have some quiet moments with friends who have passed. There's ways for people all over the island to use these trails. And I think we have to remember that it's something we're building for ourselves and we're building for our children and their children. So that's really the bigger long-term vision.
She also gave an update on the fundraising efforts.
We have been raising funds locally here on the island, and thanks to many donors, we've already raised approximately $13,000, and that's a fantastic start. In addition to that, we have been hoping to use those funds as seed funds and try and couple that with some grant money. So we applied for a grant during the summer from the Healthy Communities Initiative. And unfortunately, we just found out this week that we were not selected for funding by that program. That means that we're going to try some other grants this autumn. But in the meantime, we're still very much in a fundraising mode. We have been reaching out to people who have the capacity to donate $5,000 or more and offering them a special bench on the future trail that could include a plaque with a favorite saying or a quote or a memorial to their family, also as a legacy to the community. So that's one way that people can contribute to the project. And we've also been gifted a really beautiful e-scooter from a member of the Cortez community. And we have just put that up for sale. You can see that on the Cortez Facebook page, and you can also see it on the Tideline. It's a beautiful Motorino e-scooter, and the proceeds of that sale will also go towards the trail initiative. So those are a couple of things that are still very much active at this time.
I can imagine it takes a lot of work to get that grant application together. And so I really appreciate your tenacity in continuing to move forward.
Yes, it's always disappointing when you don't win a grant, because you're right, it is a huge amount of effort to pull it together. But the good news is I always feel like when I lose a grant application that there's always a huge learning. There's an opportunity to find out how to make the grant stronger the next time. It'll be faster to do the next grant application for sure. But we were really hoping that we could actually start this project this fall, especially when it comes to some of the tree work as far as the danger tree removal or the thinning of trees that we know are already too dense in portions of the forest where we were advised by a forestry expert. The regrowth happened after the past logging, such that the trees and the brush are so dense in certain parts of our forest of Rainbow Ridge that it's really unhealthy. And so this is an opportunity to do some forestry work that actually will help improve the situation. So we wanted to do that this winter and have it done before the spring when the birds return and start nesting, because obviously you don't want to be doing tree work during nesting season. So there are these windows of opportunity, but we'll find the right time. When we have the money, we'll start at the right time.
That segues into helping listeners understand what sort of an amount you need to get to as a place that could let you begin the work. And it'd be lovely to hear from you why these things cost what they do. How much is involved in calculating the amounts?
Sure. I can give you a little high level understanding of the budget for this trail. So we're trying to raise approximately $80,000 for this trail initiative. And that's based on some quotes we've already received from local experts who have looked at the job. And we're budgeting approximately $20,000 for the tree limbing and the tree removal, which would also end up creating a lot of firewood. The firewood is obviously an opportunity to either raise some money with firewood sales or gift some firewood back to the community as far as people who don't have access to firewood. So those are other ways that this trail project could benefit the community. But we're actually really wanting to hire local tree experts to do this work and create some economic development. Plus, we've budgeted about $20,000 for the actual path creation. And that includes things like removing the tree stumps, brush removal, and creating a new trail that's approximately 6 foot wide, and that it would be covered in the wet areas with gravel. But in the drier areas, we could use those wood chips that we would have produced as part of the project. And our plan was to build a trail approximately 6 foot wide, because we really see this trail corridor as a major transportation route for people who are either walking or bicycling or jogging or taking their dog out for a run. We really want people to be able to comfortably either walk side by side if you're walking with your children to school, or you're walking with your friends and partners and you want to actually have a conversation on your walk. Plus, we'd like it to be really comfortable for two-way traffic to pass each other, especially during COVID time when people are looking for outdoor recreational activities and still trying to keep each other safe. So that's part of our vision. And obviously, one way to save money would be to make a more narrow trail. And another option is to only do one portion of the trail at a time while we have the funds. But speaking of funds, we have also budgeted for approximately $20,000 towards 5 brand new park benches. We'd like some places for people to actually be able to sit and rest, or sit and chat, or just, you know, sit in a sunbeam or meditate in the forest. And I think that will be a really beautiful feature. And part of that is we'd like to hire local craftspeople using local wood. Those benches need to be anchored securely in their future homes to not be moved or tipped over. So they have to be in a safe, secure anchor block. So there's some extra materials and work that would take place with that piece. And then, of course, there's things like insurance during construction. The housing society has to have third-party liability to protect the public from anything that could happen on this trail when they're using it. So that's an ongoing cost for the housing society of about $5,000 a year. And we know already that there are some places that this new trail will be crossing existing ditches, which of course fill up with water in the winter. So we need to put some culverts in place. And those culverts are very expensive, $3,000 or more dollars worth of parts and delivery and installation. And then we're thinking ahead to future tourists who might use these trails. So we want the trails to be marked with signs so that people know where they are and have an idea where they're headed. And beyond that, of course, there's people who have to organize this project, to administer the project, to coordinate the volunteers, to coordinate the sub-trades. So that's around another $9,000 or $10,000 as well. And suddenly it adds up to $80,000. And as I mentioned, we could do this project in stages if we need to, depending how the fundraising goes.
The most recent grant the Society had applied for was in conjunction with Manson's Hall towards replacing the hall's east side outdoor deck, as well as funding trails on the land stewarded by Cortez Community Economic Development Association, or CEDA. Wood said the idea is to provide
a more COVID-friendly place and to make it more a vibrant community gathering place.
If a project or organization can win a grant, it can really very quickly infuse capital towards that. It's very understandable that the grant piece is an important one that you work on.
And yes, I think it's really important for people to understand grants almost never give you 100% of what you're asking for, and almost never give you 100% of your project cost. They always ask you to contribute your own either seed capital or seed funding from other sources like local donations. They also look towards other ways you can contribute what they call in-kind donations, which could be donated materials or volunteer labor and things like that. So it's a part of putting together all these pieces into a cohesive project and a really strong story about the benefit to the community and why we are wanting to do this, including economic activity and local jobs.
This is how contributions can be made.
Find our link on Canada Helps to the Cortez Island Seniors Society, and we'll be posting that information on the Tideline and as part of this article, as part of this coverage as well. People can also donate by sending a check to the Cortez Island Senior Society, and just make a note that it's for the trail project. And you can send that to Post Office Box 27 in Manson's Landing. A lot of Americans who own summer homes here, own property here, are able to donate through Tides US Foundation. And they have a link now for us, for the Cortez Community Housing Fund. And that's a way that they can get a tax deductible receipt for their contribution. And I wanted to say that there are tax deductible receipts for all Canadians and American donors as well.
You've been listening to an interview with Cortez Housing Society's Executive Director, Sandra Wood, about the Rainbow Ridge Trails Initiative.